Welcome to the Adonis Index Podcast. I'm John Barbin, and with me is Nick Yarbrough. Did I say that right?
You did. I
Okay.
got it.
Nick came in second in our open contest, and Nick looks really good. I mean, you're ripped, you're proportioned. You're pretty much all there. So, let's just start with your. Well, I mean, first of all, how old are you, and where are you?
I'm 21 years old. Right now, I'm a student at LSU, a senior. Pretty much a
And
bio major, trying to get to pharmacy school. That whole
all
thing.
right, and so give us your background in so like weight training and where just diet and fitness and stuff and weight training. Where what have you been doing in the past before you kind of ended up doing finding Adonis?
Let's see. I pretty much started in high school. As you said, when I'm 15, I came in the freshman year. We got a new coach for football, and he was pretty weightlifting oriented. But I mean, I got in there. I did a whole lot of squat, bench, and power clean because that's more, the football lifts. But it definitely wasn't any kind of physique type lifting or anything like that. I got stronger, but I was still young, so I wouldn't say I got a lot bigger per se. So I graduated from high school, and pretty much first year, freshman year, I knew I didn't want to get fat because I see a whole lot of people come back every year, and I'm like, man, that guy got completely out of shape from football. I didn't want to wind up like that. So I knew I wanted to still go to the gym, but I also wanted to get just a lot bigger. So I kind of fell into what I guess y'all call the, not bigorexia completely, but I knew I'd want to get bigger. So I was in pretty much just an environment for eating a lot, which is what I thought I had to do. My mom didn't want me to starve, so she gave me the all-you-can-eat meal plan. And my dorm was like a 30-second walk across the parking lot from an all-you-can-eat dining hall that also had like a Pizza Hut attached to it that stayed open until 3 in the morning. It was ridiculous. And I pretty much would go to the gym, 3, 4 times a week for about an hour, just kind of randomly walking around. I'd say, okay, it's upper body, so I'll do bench and, maybe some curls, rows. And then the next day I'd, okay, it's legs, so squats, power clean, just what I did for football until I thought I was tired. And then I'd leave. And while I was doing that, I was just eating. Now it just seems like way more than even necessary. Like I would wake up at 7 in the morning, go get breakfast, get like 2 plates of food, go back to sleep, wake up, go to class, then come back, get lunch, 2 plates of food, dinner, 2 plates of food, fourth meal at 3 in the morning, pizza or something like that. And I wound up gaining about 35 pounds in the first year. It was
At
pretty.
university.
At university, my freshman year, I went from around 155, 160 to almost up to 190.
How tall are you?
And I'm 5'11".
And how did you look at that point?
To be honest, people, when I came back, they saw me, they said, wow, you've gotten a lot bigger, but they never said I was fat. Like, they actually still said I looked good, like they could tell I was working out and I was getting bigger. But I looked at myself in the mirror and I was like, this isn't how I thought I wanted to look, at 190. I thought I was going to be, just ripped and huge. But, I mean, I still had, the outline of the six pack, but it just, I don't know how to say it, it really just wasn't what I wanted. So around the end of that summer, I think I remember I was just surfing the web, looking at stuff, and I came across the Adonis system. But it wasn't quite out yet. I think they were about to launch 2.0 in about like a couple weeks after I saw it. So I started reading up on it. I listened to the thing with Brad Howard and that weird mechanical computer face.
Oh yeah. I don't like that
But
thing, but apparently it seems to do, I don't know. Anyways, go on.
I don't know. I just saw that. And then it told me to measure. And I was like, okay, well, I mean, everyone's telling me I look great, so I got to be, you know, pretty close to this golden ratio, which actually I'd heard of that golden ratio before. I took psychology in high school, and I remember he was talking about women and the Parthenon and all that, so I knew there was some science behind it. But I think I came out around a 1.2.
No, yeah, like, really?
A 1.2 or a 1.3. Something
so
around
you,
there.
So, your waist got big.
Yeah, no, like the pants I was wearing, they were 34s, and it was starting to get pretty snug. I think I was up to like a 34 and a half, 35 for a waist, maybe even 36. I'm trying to remember. I think he got up to like 35, 36.
Yeah.
And I was like, 1.2? This can't be right. No, there's no way I believe any of this. But, you know, Adonis 2.0 came out. I got, I think, pretty sure the day it came out. And I was pretty much just still kind of stubborn. I was like, okay, there's no way I have to lose that much weight. Like, I've been skinny all this time. I must just have to, you know, build my shoulders to some gargantuan, you know, like 55 inches, maybe lose a couple of inches on my waist.
Mm-hmm.
So I started doing 2.0. I ran through that, went back to school, and I think just my natural lifestyle changed, period. Like, I was farther away from the dining hall. Just, I couldn't maintain eating that much anyway. And I think just, if I had to pick, I guess I'm a meso-ecto. So just by dropping from eating, you know, however many calories it was, four times a day, I think I dropped down to about 180, 175. And, you know, my AI went up, you know, about 1.3, 1.35, but my shoulders only went up about an inch.
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking, okay, well, this is just going to happen. This is happening really, really slow. But I can't lose any more weight. Like, 175 has to be the absolute bottom. So I just must have to lift a lot harder. So that lasted for about a year. I stayed around 175, 180. And then I saw y'all had the open contest. And I saw, you know, Alan and Gaddafi and all of them. And I was like, oh, I really should have jumped in there. I hadn't even realized that was the open contest was. They even had a junior division.
Hmm.
Which,
yeah, that
would have
yeah,
been
I mean, that would have, that the first one, when we split it up like that, that would have fit you perfectly.
Yeah, I didn't even realize that's what it was. I guess I just wasn't paying attention to the podcast, or I just didn't understand. But I saw those, and I said, you know what, I should just jump in the next one. And from the beginning of that, I pretty much just said, I'm going to just see where the bottom of this is. I'm going to diet. It's an excuse to lift harder. I actually ran through the advanced. I picked that up. And, I mean, that was the result. Dropped all the way from 175 to, in those pictures, I think around 157.
157. Oh, wow.
Yeah,
now, did you have hang-ups about that, about being, like, dropping that low? I mean, you look awesome. I mean, but I know, I'm like you, man. All of us, we all have body weights been bugging us, right? So.
Yeah, I think once I got past the fact, because when I got up to 190, I was actually kind of proud of that. Because it actually took a lot of effort. Like, I can gain weight if I eat that much, but it's hard to do.
Mm.
But, you know, losing the weight took effort, too. I think my body kind of, it's good at staying where it is, but you're going to have to force it to change. So, yeah, whenever I saw, like, 160 again, I was like, oh, no, I'm back down to my high school weight. How is this happening?
Mm.
And then, you know, the water depletion or whatever at the end kind of just dropped it down to, you know, 157, 158.
Oh, that's how you dip. So where are you currently sitting at, then, in the 160s?
I went to the gym yesterday, and with clothes on, I weighed about 162, 163, so yeah, around 160.
Okay, all right. So you're basically maintaining this final look that you had here in the contest.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Now, do you feel like you want to chip away at getting heavier now, like getting bigger? Or, like, like you said, you're back to your high school weight, so does that bother you?
when you say it like that, when I say it to myself like that, it kind of does. But, I mean, people see me now and they think I'm way bigger. So they would never guess I weighed 160. Oh, you must be up to like 170, 175, or 180. I'm like, no, I'm 160 pounds, man.
Yeah. Well, you're young, too, though. You got years to add to this.
Mm-hmm. Well, according to my dad, I have some extra growth coming around 24, 25, so I'm trying to wait and see what happens around there.
Oh, why did he have a growth spurt at that age?
He told me around 24, 25. Well, hold on, let me back up. Before that, he said he was actually lighter than I was. Mm. Like, I've seen pictures of him back in the day, and I don't even believe it. He's like way slimmer than I was. But he said around 24, 25, something clicked, and he just gained weight. Like, he went from 160 to 180, but he didn't get out of shape or anything. He then, like, to 190.
He just filled out.
He was in just really good shape.
Yeah. Well, I mean, then that's part of juvenile muscle growth. You're still in that, right? So, I mean, right now is the time to max all of this out.
That's what I'm hoping
to
do.
You just don't have to do it by overeating, that's all.
Exactly.
All right, so
right now, what I think I'm going to try and do is just not overeat, but I'm going to eat enough to, you know, maintain strength, and I'm just running through the regular 3.0 again. I'll probably try and, once it gets to the heavier sets, I might eat a little bit more just to, you know, kind of be up to maintenance for those.
Oh, yeah, eat up to energy expenditure for sure. There's no point for you to cut anything.
Exactly. So
you've been with us for a while then?
About 2 years, actually.
Yeah, okay, so which programs have you all used?
I ran through 2.0. I think the first time I did it, I was Build and Burn.
Mm-hmm.
And then right after that, I did Build just to see what happened. And then I think around there you came out with the Triple Stack or the Advanced.
Triple Stack, yeah.
And I ran through that. That's kind of rough, by the way.
Yeah, that one's tough. I still think that's the toughest out of all of them.
Yeah, it was rough the first time I ran through it. And then I kind of just started bouncing around every 4 weeks. I'd do, you know, 4 weeks of the triple stack, and then 4 weeks of maybe hypertrophy, and then 4 weeks of the MBF. And that's kind of what I was doing before the contest. And for the contest, I just said, I'll just do the full advanced workout.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good to know. And I'm glad you said that you bounce around like that, because they are designed to be able to do that. So everything's designed more or less with interchangeable, like within each 4 weeks. Like, you know how they all sort of break down into 4 weeks, besides the two-week rage things. So that's totally a way to do this. Like, if for everyone listening, you can take 4 weeks of ATS, do it, and then 4 weeks of 4.0 and do that, and then 4 weeks. You can do that, and you're never going to be out of balance, so to speak, with your progress. It's I mean, obviously a lot of them are they're all like at least 12 week runs programs right through, but once you get advanced like Nick and been through it all, you can definitely Lego block it. I like to call it Lego block it together. And the new one I'm coming out with, it's called M3. It's going to be out soon, in a couple weeks. In a couple weeks from the day we're recording this, which is still August, so that means it'll be out in September for sure. I just don't know when this post will be going up, so I don't want to confuse people. Now I think I'm confusing myself. Anyways, M3 will be available in September, and that's another 12-week program that's divided into three four-week segments, and that will also be, besides running straight through it in 12 weeks, you can also Lego block it in with the others. So, I mean, by the end of this calendar year, we'll have enough workouts that you can come up with a bunch. It'll be like a transformer. You can come up with a million combinations of workouts to do with all of our stuff. So, yeah. That's just a little bit of a teaser trailer for what's coming. But, okay, so then, so you got pretty lean here. What did you do? Did you just, like, what was your diet strategy in a nutshell?
I think. Okay, well, the way I did it, I just pretty much split it up into 2 days. The way, from what I've learned, the way I work, when I work out, I really don't get that hungry after, at least for probably an hour or two.
Mm.
But I also, if I eat a lot the night before, I think just because, you know, energy expenditure. I feel better during the workout. So if you, like, just start for example, on the day of a workout, I would probably wake up and just fast pretty much until my workout. I would work out. I mean, I wouldn't be hungry again for another couple hours. If I went to work, I would have, like, maybe a protein shake before that. And then for the end of that day, since I worked out that day, I would just call it a lower calorie day.
Mm.
And I would try and eat, you know, maybe chicken breast and a salad or fish, something really low. Like, calorie-wise, I'd ballpark it around 1,000, maybe 1,500. So not, like, ridiculously low, but, you know, something lower. But the next day, since I wasn't working out, pretty much the name of the game was just fast as long as you can, but try and make it to dinner. Like, if I made it to dinner, then I would eat a bit more. That would be pasta, you know, a hamburger. For some reason, hamburgers just really, really work for me. Like, it could be a fast food burger. I can eat, like, a fast food. Like, I can eat Whataburger, and then my workout the next day will be great. I don't know why. It's just the way it works.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy about it, actually. But,
all right.
Yeah, so that'd be a higher-calorie day. So then the theory behind it was that would kind of fuel the workout for the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And then most of the cycle would just repeat itself. So maybe if I'm eating up to expenditure on the day before the workout, I'm, you know, making up for that by dropping it the next day. So if over the 2 days I'm, you know, expending about 4,000 calories, I'm still probably only eating about 3,000.
I like that a lot, you know, because I bet you people who are listening kind of feel that sounds awkwardly backwards, that on the day you don't work out, you eat more. What you're doing is getting ready for the workout.
Yeah.
And then your workout day is also your sort of burn day.
Mm-hmm. But again,
yeah,
that's
like
just
that.
The way I can do it, because when I work out, I don't get hungry. Some people get, you know, ravenous for food when they work out, so.
Yeah, no, yeah, I know a lot of people who have that, workout dampens their appetite. It's just, I guess, count yourself lucky if you're the type of person who that it does that instead of makes you really hungry. Or let's say it another way, that interval for how long it dampens your appetite is longer on certain people.
It's true. So, especially the legs. Oh my god.
Oh yeah, yeah. No kidding. I don't feel like doing anything after a hard leg workout. Okay. So you just basically continued on that pattern throughout the whole contest.
Pretty much, and then, you know, around the end, I would drop everything a little bit lower. Started chugging those gallons of water, like 30 minutes in.
Yeah, did you water load and then cut at the end, or just water load, or what'd you do?
I never really would say I cut water. The pictures, I said I took 3 rounds. One was just in the morning, then middle of the day, and after the workout, and then, you know, afternoon. Mm-hmm. I would never say I cut water, though.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Especially since
I mean, yeah, a straight load without cutting at all should start flushing some water out anyways. So it's tricky. I mean, that's why I say people can try it, but they don't actually have to do it, because it's, and that's also why I say take rounds of pictures, because you're not really sure how it's going to affect you. So might as well, if you feel like doing it, do it, but don't bank on just one set of pictures, because who knows, maybe that's the day you just kind of look squishy. Well, the transformation looks good. What do you think? Like when you saw your pictures.
I was surprised 157 pounds looked like that.
You thought you just looked skinnier?
Well, no. I thought I looked pretty good, actually. I was pretty surprised.
I know that. I'm saying you thought 157 would look skinnier than
this? Oh, yeah. I thought it would look way, way, way skinnier. Like, I thought I'd look like a, pretty much like I did in high school, or like a distance runner or something.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, so let's say it another, you brought that, that's a good point. So you ended up at a weight you were in high school, but not at all with the same look. So clearly there's significantly more muscle on your frame at the same weight.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. And so moving forward then, the order of business is just to continue building muscle.
Yeah, that's the idea, hopefully.
Mm-hmm. And do you have a strategy in place for that?
Like I said, this semester, I didn't even know about the ME3, but right now, I'm just going through, right now I'm on the strength endurance part of 3.0, mm-hmm. which I'm really not a high rep guy, so it's killing me. I can't wait to get to the power and strength part, but, I mean, once I get around there, I'm just going to, like I said, eat around energy expenditure. Maybe a little more. I don't want my waist to get above, 30, 31 at the most. If it ever gets up to 31, I'm going to, cut down again.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, pretty much just hopefully keep my shoulders going up and my waist staying the same.
Yeah, and so you've abandoned the, and so like you just said, you've kind of abandoned the concept of eating your way big again. So you don't really care if you're not all the way up in the 190s in the next year.
No, after like I said, after the result of seeing this, there's just no point.
Yeah, I don't see why there is either. I just saw an interesting thread going on in the forums. I don't know if you saw it. I commented on the total. It was the thread that was about gaining a pound of muscle per week, and I kind of chimed in saying if that were possible, I'd weigh roughly 1,000 pounds right now because I've been weight training for roughly 980 weeks. So if I could actually, if that was possible, why haven't I gained 980 pounds? Right. So. Clearly, there's upper limits to how much muscle we can gain, and there's upper limits to the rate. And we kind of landed on the idea that depending on your height, there's probably 20 to 30 pounds total gain without drugs that you can probably do in your lifetime. So it's just how quickly you can get to those, how quickly you can put those pounds on your body. And you know, for you guys, I'm always jealous of you younger guys who are already kind of joined our community, so you're not going to make all the mistakes we made by being fat for most of our 20s and 30s. By the time you're in your mid-20s, you should be able to have another 5 or 6 pounds on this frame, and then by the end, by 30, another 5 or 6. So it just should just keep going up without actually having to wreck your look. So
that'd be nice.
The only thing is it takes a bit of patience. Like, I know you probably want it all, like, in the next couple of months, but there's nothing wrong with your look now. It's just going to just, as far as I can tell, as long as you don't do the whole bulk up thing, this will just keep looking better and better.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm not really too angry about it, so hopefully I have the patience to just keep sticking with it.
Yeah. So, I mean, so you don't have any twinges of... the permission to be light, was that something you had to do?
It was. I think once I started the contest, I pretty much just told myself I'm going to do it. But before that, I did kind of have problems. Like, I really didn't want to see anything below 170.
Right, yeah.
Again.
So your final look pictures are kind of a reminder to you that, like, was that when it became, is that when you finally discarded the idea that body weight mattered, when you saw your final pictures?
Well, it was actually kind of before that. Even in high school, like that's what I say, I had like a six pack, but my two lower abs, the two bottom ones, I really didn't even have those. I just assumed genetically I wasn't supposed to, or they just weren't supposed to be defined. But, somewhere when I started leaning up, they actually really started to come out, and I was like, well, I didn't even realize I could do that. So I figured, if that works, I may as well keep going and see what else will start showing up.
Yeah, you don't know until you get there, eh?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so, well, I guess, what kind of advice would you give? This is the part where you can give your final take-home message for other guys in your position, like your age and your similar position. What would you say to them?
Oh, let's see. First off, like you said, you never know until you are that light. I mean, then if you get that light and you figure you don't like it, you don't eat your way back up, and that's fun. So that's the easy part. And stick with the workouts. Don't really listen to what everyone else says about your diet. If there's one thing I did kind of run into resistance on, it was more my family and my diet. Like on my lighter days, they would say, oh, I can't believe you're not going to eat, you're already so skinny. I'm like, well, I'm in a contest. I want to win. But, if it's what you want to do, do it.
Yeah, I mean, pardon me?
So I'm really not sure what else to say.
No, that's good. I mean, the brief and to the point stuff is probably the best stuff. And that, I like the way you said it. If it's what you want to do, just do it. I mean, basically, no excuses. You either choose to do it or don't. All right, man. Well, that was really good. You know, thanks for being on the call.
No problem.
All right. So for Nick Yarbrough, I'm John Barbin, and that's your Adonis Index podcast.